The Hidden Node Podcast for the Dog Days Podcasting for August 14th, 2012. First minute writing wrap-up, 600 words at lunch. A lot of research tonight. I'm looking at a place called, and I'm going to butcher in the pronunciation probably, Odabai? It's this island built outside of Tokyo. It's an artificial island built back in the 1850s, 1860s for sea defense that was reclaimed in the last 50 years for pretty much kind of a touristy slash nightlife kind of feel. Researching it because that's where the characters are in the short story right now. It's this interesting little place. It's got the side of the Fuji TV building. It's that's kind of square building that's in a lot of anime. It looks like a combination between cubes and connect bricks from Lego. And it's a place that has the miniature Statue of Liberty and the life-size 1-to-1 scale giant Gundam statue, which I think was taken down a year or two ago. But a lot of the pictures I'm looking at still have it up. So, today's topic. So I'm thinking about Dragon Con today. I have two of my roommates back from last year. I tend to be one of those people who likes to, you know, reserve the room, gets it ready, and find people to help stay with me. I've done that 2-3 years in a row now, counting this year. And I'll be doing it again next year, probably. So, I've got two of my roommates from last year, Tim Dodge and Christiana Ellis. My friend Andrew won't be joining us this year. He went to a few other conventions, so he's a little strapped for cash. And my backup just pulled out, so we're back down to three people. I got a few weeks left, but I'm going to try to see if I can find someone else to fill that fourth slot. Splitting the room three ways, not too bad from Thursday to Tuesday morning. But ultimately, I'd really rather have it four ways because it makes the room a lot cheaper. About $100 cheaper a piece. So, you know, it's one of those things that it's the organization of the whole thing. But to be fair, I didn't have roommates lined up until 2 weeks before last year's Dragon Con. I had a bunch of people pass out on me on the last couple of minutes, so, you know, having two people prearranged a year ahead of time has been a boon. So, I have one or two people I want to reach out to just to see if maybe they are in better situations to be able to afford to come to Dragon Con this year, if a room's already available. I don't know. But I hope I can find someone. If not, you know, just have the room split three ways. It will still be a lot of fun, and Christiana and Tim are very awesome people. So, I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of you guys at the convention. Looks like, from the Google Plus discussion, that we solidified we're going to try to do the last one of these at the con itself. Well, of course we're doing it at the con itself. But at the room 204 in the Hilton, between Technorama and the Comedy Forecast panels. That's going to be awesome. Friday night sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I've got only a few seconds left if I don't want this to go too long, but I don't know if I'm going to break my tradition I've been doing Fridays for the last couple of years. Every Friday, well, I mean, it's been 2 years, so this will be year three. Every Friday, I try to go out and have sushi every Friday night. There's this lovely little place right off of the Hyatt. It's on the corner of the Hyatt, opposite the side the Westin's on. So there's a liquor store right there, and like a general store, and it's like this kind of sushi, Chinese kind of food place that's really nice. It's not too bad price wise, but it's rather enjoyable restaurant. And 2 years ago, I ate there with the host of the Hidden Grid podcast, Derek. Last year, I ate there with some of my co-hosts from the F7 podcast. And this year, who knows? So, you know, would love to have people there. We'll see who goes. All right, it's 5 minutes now, so I will catch y'all later. See you tomorrow.